Many years ago, as a child, probably like many children, I was introduced to great British author C.S. Lewis through reading the Chronicles of Narnia. And when I was in high school and started discerning a vocation, a priest friend of mine gave me C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity, which is an excellent book. But I thought, well, C.S. Lewis is for kids. And as I was reintroduced to Lewis later in life, I also stumbled across his great work, The Screwtape Letters, which is a very easy read, but perhaps one of his more important and often overlooked works. If you're not familiar with The Screwtape Letters or what it's about, I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. Essentially, Screwtape is the name of a minor demon who's assigned to a poor soul that he is in charge of tempting and essentially leading to hell. And he corresponds with an older, wiser demon named Wormwood, who gives him advice. And Screwtape will say, you know, I tried this on my human and it didn't work, or I tried this and it really worked. And so Wormwood is strategizing with him. What makes the read interesting is I think it's easy for us to look at it from the perspective of temptation and God and what we have to do to avoid it, and not putting on, if you will, the mind of the enemy. It's something that we often forget in Christianity, and today's gospel reminds us very clearly. We have an enemy, and not to make it sound scary, but he's out to get us. We have someone we call Satan and the fallen angels. And they are, in a sense, out for our souls. They want to divide us. They want to lead us away from God and love. And so, considering for a moment the weapons and activities of the enemy, for we who are entering this season of Lent as a time of spiritual combat, is time well spent. And how does the enemy work? Well, he has all kinds of machinations and schemes that he works on us. And for us who are experienced sinners, we know them well. Oh, it's okay to do that. You work really hard. You put up with a lot. You deserve that. Just this once, though. And then when you do it, oh, you're a terrible person. You feel really bad. You know what will make you feel better? Do that sin again. Those are all of the snares of the devil. Just a few of them. He's got many more. But if we're aware and alert of these temptations, as Jesus was when he entered that 40-day period in the desert, we stand a much better chance at success with the grace and strength of God to resist him. And what are the weapons that Jesus uses to resist the devil? He uses Scripture. He uses the Word of God. He knows it well, for he is the incarnate word. And he knows its meaning, its depth. Prayer and meditation on the scriptures is one of the tools to resist the assaults of the evil one. And what else do we have? Well, we have the sacraments. We have the church. If we are engaged in a spiritual warfare this Lent, in a great battle or struggle, sometimes we fall down. Sometimes we're wounded in the battle. And we need to go to a hospital. And what better place than the church or the confessional, where we are healed and mended of our sins and our wounds. And then we're sent back out onto the field. Or perhaps in the field of combat, we run across a brother or sister who has fallen down. And it is our Christian duty and vocation not to abandon them, but to pick them up, to help carry them, and if necessary, bring them to the hospital, bring them to the church and the sacraments, bring them to faith with wisdom and patience and love and every other virtue. And if we do this well, our 40 days in the desert during this Lenten season with Jesus, we will emerge victorious with him on Easter when he rises as victor king. You could say the battle's already won. We have Jesus who has won it for us. But we here on earth through our baptism, are called to share in that battle, called to share in resisting against the snares and temptations of Satan, of the enemy. And that is how we come to share in the crown of victory that Christ himself won, who conquered sin, who conquered the evil one for eternity, for us. And in this Eucharist which we celebrate, we become partakers of that great victory. We are nourished and strengthened to resist the temptations of the devil, and we are fed with faith to share that with others, to share the light of the gospel with others. That's a lot of what Lent is about, the spiritual warfare. And we have to know the enemy. We have to know that there is an enemy. And we have to think about how he works and recognize his temptations. You know, we all give up things for Lent. Coffee, chocolate, soda, whatever. And if we break our Lenten promises, our commitments, we can always pick ourselves back up. The greatest temptation of the evil one, because we're all sinners, is to say, you failed. You're no good. Give it up. And we have to say, no. I will run the race well this Lent. I will win the victory with Christ and share in that with him. And if we fall down, we pick ourselves back up and we get back on the path. We fight the good fight and we never leave a brother or sister behind.